This is K4HUG, and we will go with the history of the 0161 repeater. Now, this is an old copy, so I'll have to add lib some on the at the end of it to bring it up to date. This is one of the first 2-meter repeaters in the upstate and one of the first 2-meter nets. The repeater has been in service since 1973. Excuse me. I'll try that again. The repeater has been in service since 1973, and the net has been called nightly over 36 years. It's 45 years now. We used to handle all emergency communications on HF, and it worked. However, it was quite a hassle to set up a remote location. A good HF setup would weigh several hundred pounds. Someone would have to break down a home station and move it to a remote location. Picture stinging an 80-meter dipole on the roof of a school building at midnight in the pouring rain. This type of situation was the beginning of the 0161 repeater. Bill McCollum was president of the Blue Ridge Club at that time, and he was section emergency coordinator. And he suggested that we put up a 2-meter repeater for emergency use. We had possibly $500 in the treasury at the time, but the motion was carried, and after a lot of hard work and donations of time and equipment by a lot of people, the 0161 repeater was born and went into service October 1, 1973. This, by the way, was the beginning of serious 2-meter activity in this area. The repeater's primary purpose was, and still is, for emergency communications should the need arise. The original call was WR4ADG, since repeaters were required to have special license and call signs. The original repeater consisted of modified Motorola-type, Q-type equipment, surplus railroad gear, and failed regularly about once a week. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net was initiated at this time as an emergency net with regular sessions for training purposes. At this time, the net was a club function, but we found that people who were not club members were hesitant to check in, so we separated the net from the club and made it an open net. In the latter part of 1979, we upgraded the repeater and purchased a GE Master II, which has extensive modifications and completely homebrewed control circuits. Was put into service on August 8, 1983. This repeater was replaced with an ICOM RP1520 in early 1994 and went in service until it was replaced with the existing Kenwood TKR750 in August 2005. The call was changed in 1994 to W4NYK after the FCC dropped the special license requirement. W4NYK is the club's official call for all club functions. The original repeater was housed in a cabinet on the outside wall of WFBC, which is now WYYF at Caesar's Head Transmitter. It was quite interesting to work on a repeater and the rain dripping off the roof and down the back of your neck. Why do you work with over 400 volts? Well, there's my place here. About 1978, we obtained permission to put up a small building. George Henderson, K4QDU, volunteered to build the hut. George and Murray, K4TOY, went up and poured the foundation. George built the hut, and we loaded it on a flatbed trailer and brought it to K4SUG to be painted and then up the mountain for setup. Several weeks were required to get the wiring, the insulation, and paneling in to make it usable. The net and the repeater go hand in hand. Their primary purpose is to be there in case of an emergency. The secondary purpose is for all of us to use it and enjoy it. This is just as important as the primary use. use the repeater. That's what it's up there for. And I'll add a little bit more to it. There's a lot of work has been done since this little history sheet was written. I need to update it a little bit. But since this one was completed, we have replaced both of the antennas, and they are now 4-bay folded dipoles, and we replaced all of the feed line. And quite a bit of other work is underway right now to improve the control circuits and add some more to that. Some of it's not complete yet. And they need to give a lot of thanks to the people, especially the people that climb that tower. I don't know how many of you have ever climbed a tower, but there's a lot of difference in 500 feet straight up and 500 feet on level ground. You have to take your time and hang on there, and you got to keep yourself safe and take care of the equipment and all that stuff. It's a lot of responsibility, a lot of hard work. And we've got several people that have worked at it. I can't begin to name all the people that have been involved in starting the repeater building and maintaining it. And most of the original repeater was homebrew. The only thing that was factory was the actual transmitter and receiver itself. Hope that is interesting to some of you out there, and hope you realize that this repeater is up there to use. And we want you to enjoy it, and hope we keep it going for a long, long time. It's been up there a long time. We hope it to stay a lot longer. And by the way, this net is the longest continuously operated net in the United States. Anybody have any questions, K4SUD?